Here we go.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio, your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Live here, courtside at Dodge City United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas, for the Class 1A Division 1 State Tournament Pool A play. Pool B happening right behind me. We got a great day of action here slated in the early and, of course, the noon hours. Of course, here coming up our first matchup today. Starting at 10 o'clock, we have Centralia against Gossel. At 11 a.m., we'll have Frankfort and Little River. At 12 p.m., we'll have Centralia and Frankfort matching up head-to-head. We'll take a small break at the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll resume at 2 o'clock, Frankfort against Gossel, and it will be the state championship rematch from last season against the Centralia Panthers and the Little River Redskins at 3 p.m. And as I mentioned, again, Centralia finishing a runner-up last year. Little River, they have won three consecutive state titles here in the Class 1A Division 1 classification. They have been an absolute tear in Class 1A Division 1, and right now they're the top team here looking for the four-peat. But it's right now Centralia who will get the early going here, and they will take on Gossel starting at 10 a.m. We got some time before that matchup, so as I mentioned, we're down here at Dodge City United Wireless Arena. I'm Corinne and Prophet, Kurt Kilman, back in studio. Today we have Class 1A Division 1, but tomorrow we also will be broadcasting here. It'll be me and Brandon Tadman, a.k.a. B-Tad, who is currently right now calling 3A volleyball up in Hutch on 103.9 KNZA and the Holton Channel. That is also starting at 10 a.m. Holton will be going against Hoisington, but also on the Silver Lake Channel, they will start at 11 a.m. That'll be with Wade Gershner, and that will only be on the Silver Lake Channel only. So again, we got a great slate of games. I mentioned here in Dodge City, we got Class 1A Division 1 games, but tomorrow we'll have 2A games starting at 10 a.m. We'll have Valley Heights against Oakley on KMZA. At 11 a.m., we'll be live on Care Radio, JCN against Conway Springs, and then we'll simulcast at 1 o'clock, JCN Valley Heights, 2 p.m. Valley Heights, Conway Springs, and then 3 p.m. we'll finish off with JCN and Oakley back on Just Care Radio. Of course, also tomorrow, Class 1A Division 2 in Emporia, Jake Spalding will have the Axel Eagles taking on starting at 11 a.m., 12 and 2. One of those big games there that they have at 2 o'clock, they will be playing against Hanover. So again, a lot of great radio coverage here, especially here in Dodge City United Wireless Arena. We got four local teams, and we're hoping one of them can get to the state championship game. It was Centralia last year. Let's see if they can do it again this season. Right now, they come in as the number 4 seed, Gossel the number 5 seed, Little River here the number 1 seed, and Frankfort the number 8 here in Court A. However, right behind me in Court B, there is Spearville, who currently is right now seed 3. We have South Gray, who's seed 2. Quincher, who is seed 7. And seed 6 is Greeley County. So again, on B Court, Quincher, Greeley County, South Gray, and Spearville. Here on Court A and R matchups today on the radio, we'll have Little River, Gossel, Frankfort, and Centralia with our first matchup starting here at 10 o'clock. It's the Centralia Panthers taking on the Gossel Bluebirds. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come right back and we'll dive right into pregame action here for our first matchup. It's the Gossel Bluebirds taking on the Centralia Panthers in the first game here of the state tournament in Dodge City, Kansas.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment,
Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and ProTech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZ. I'm Grinning Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. We're live down here at Dodge City United Wireless Arena for the Class 1A Division 1 Court A Pool State Tournament today here on a Thursday. Again, the top two teams from Court A will continue play on Saturday, and the top two teams from Court B will continue play on Saturday. The first place team out of Pool A will play the second place from Pool 2, and same will go opposite with first place in Pool 2 playing second place in Pool 1. So again, great matchups here. Our first matchup here is Centralia against Gostel. Here, taking it with you here for just a couple of minutes, and then we'll take a quick timeout right before we get off to first serve. So again, we have the Gostel Blue Jays 31-10 this season, the Centralia Panthers 32-8. 7-3, finishing third in the Twin Valley League. They come in as the fourth seed today. The Bluebirds, they come in as the number five, head coached by Krista Gore, a great head coach who's got 21 years of experience. She is 612-223 in her career. She picked up her 600th win this season in the fall. Centralia are head coached by Cindy Osterhaus, who currently is in her third season as the head coach here of the Centralia Panthers. Centralia, they have taken three consecutive state appearances, finishing as the state runner-up last season. The Panthers have 15 total state championships. Their last in 2018, which ended a three-peat form. They had it in 2016, 2017, and 2018. Of course, Centralia, they have their sights set on ending the four-peat here for Little River, as Little River won the state title against Centralia last season, 25-18 and 25-14. Centralia had a dominant sub-state, beating Beloit St. John's Tipton 25-19, 25-17, and took the win also over Wabunsee in the sub-state championship 25-20 and 25-19. Gostel Bluebirds, again, they have been able to get here to the state game for the first tournament for the first time since 2017, where they finished up as the 2A runner-up. They lost in sub-state championship for the last three straight years. All three straight times were to Little River, who would go on and win the state title game every single time. This is a really good Gostel team who's got a lot of great players on it. Delaney Dirksen leads the team and kills the 392. She's going to be the outside here that the Centralia Panthers are going to have to try to shut down. Getting a lot of those assists will be Jenna Flaming. She's an incredible setter at 5'5", a junior. She's at 851 assists this season. So we're going to see that combo between Flaming and Dirksen work the court a lot tonight here for the Bluebirds. But then you turn the idea here. You look over at the Centralia Panthers, what they've been able to produce. They have three hitters this season who have over 200-plus kills. Hayden Kramer, Melanie Becker, and Keelan Rempe. Rempe right now here, again, over 200 kills this season. Lena Becker has 203 kills here on the year. Hayden Kramer with 258 kills. Josie Haverkamp here with the other 234 kills. So Kramer, Haverkamp, and Becker, the ones here with over 200 kills. this season. Keelan Remke, the 5'7" junior setter, we'll see her mostly getting those assists to her teammates who have just been so dominant. This is a team that is relying on seven juniors. Of course, you graduate the incredible Owen Dieters from last year, who is a phenomenal player who could really set up her team well. Remke is kind of taking that priority in that role this season. She has done an excellent job, though, getting Becker, Kramer, and Haberkamp all their points and all their kills. Kramer here leading the team with 258 kills. Not just that, but 231 digs leads the team, and second aces with 27 aces this season. All right, we're going to take one more time out here, step aside, and then upcoming here we'll have our first matchup here of Class 1A Division 1 State Tournament play in Pool A at Dodge City United Wireless Arena. Upcoming here is the Centralia Panthers, the number 4 seed, taking on the number 5, the Gossel Bluebirds, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Kansaland Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network on KMZA 92.1. I'm Print and Profit Kirk Gelman back in studio. Our first matchup down here in Dodge City United Wireless Arena in Class 1A Division 1 is about to take flight here between the Centralia Panthers and the Gossel Bluebirds. Here are the Centralia Panthers, 32-8 on the season. Gossel currently 31-10 on the season. Gossel, the number 5 seed. Centralia Panthers, number 4. Centralia, head coached by Cindy Osterhaus, and the Bluebirds, head coached by Krista Guer. Here, Panthers starters coming out onto the court. It'll be Melanie Becker, the 5'9" junior. Keelan Remke, the 5'7" junior setter. Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" outside hitter junior. Josie Haberkamp, the 5'11" middle blocker junior. And also Carly Steinlogge, the 5'10" freshman middle. But then also don't forget here, the Centralia Panthers libero, Taylee Wells, the 5'5" junior libero, representing number 39 today here for the Centralia Panthers. And then taking a look here over the starters for the Gossel Bluebirds, number 17, the kill leader, Delaney Dirksen, the 5'5" sophomore outside hitter, Isabella O'Neill, the freshman outside hitter at 5'6". Jenna Flaming, the 5'5" junior. Isabel Alderford, the 5'7" opposite side hitter junior. Number 21, Sophia Flores, the 5'6" freshman. And number 22, Claire Klassen, the 5'7" sophomore. So again, Klassen, Flores, Dirksen, O'Neill, Flaming, and Alderfer, all starters there for the Bluebirds with their libero in McKenzie Vogt. And for the Centralia Panthers, their starters Becker, Remke, Kramer, Haberkamp, Wells, and Steinlogge. Centralia Panthers, as I said, head coach by third-year head coach, Cindy Osterhaus, and Gospel head coach by 21st-year head coach Krista Guer, who picked up win number 600 in her career in the fall. With all that being said, here Gospel will start the serve to get things going. It is Jenna Flaming, the 5'5" junior, to get over. Australia here handling on the back court, and the first point here will go to the Gospel Bluebirds, a mishandle in the back row by the Centralia Panthers. And that first point goes to Gossel. It is 1-0. Gossel leads here over the Centralia Panthers. Going back to serve here, Jenna Flaming, the setter here for the Bluebirds. And this next serve goes long. It'll be a service there, and the Centralia Panthers here tied up 1-1 early in set number one. Here back to service the Centralia Panthers. Libero, well, she gets it over. Gossel handling at the back set to Dirksen. Handled up front, but right off the left side block. Attempt by Kramer. And here Gossel getting their first kill up on the board from Dirksen, their kill leader. Gossel jumps up 2-1. Dirksen putting down her first kill of the state tournament. And now Dirksen, right after the kill, will head back to serve. She gets it across here. Wells in the back row handling for the Panthers. Pushing it across. For Centralia was Becker up front. Some rough work. And again here, the Bluebirds, another big kill up front. That time coming from Isabella O'Neill, her 299th kill of the season. And Gossel now up 3-1 in set number one. Dirksen going back to serve once more here. The right-hand server just gets it across. Averkamp picks up in the back row. And now it's going to get tipped across. Here, Gossel handling. Front set, all the way to the left side to Isabella O'Neill, and she puts it down the left line. And Gossel here, three straight kills against the Centralia Panthers. Offense, finding some spark here early. Isabella O'Neill already two kills in this set. Dirksen with one. Here, coming back to serve, Dirksen once more. 3 points under her service hand so far. Wells in the back row for the Panthers to handle it. Getting it tipped across is Haverkamp for Centralia. Now a deep set back row. Centralia is able to handle it. Rempe sets up right in the middle, searching for the back left corner, and snagging the kill is Josie Haverkamp for her first of the game and her 235th kill of the season. That will break a 3-point run there for the Gossel Bluebirds. And now Centralia only down 4-2 here in set number one. Here, back to serve for the Centralia Panthers. Claire Heinen, the 5'6", defensive specialist senior, just one of the two seniors here on this Centralia team. Their side official check in here with the head coach of Gossel over potentially a point issue, but it looks like that is resolved. Centralia here keeps it down 4-2 in set number one. Here's Heinen on the serve for Centralia. She's able to float it across up front. Deep back set here, and it gets across. Here, Centralia, chance to get it right back over. It's tapped across by Becker. Up front, Gossel deflected right back to him by Becker. Gossel a chance here on the left side. Isabella O'Neill, Wells in the back row, is able to handle. Rempe, now Becker, pushes it across. Bluebirds at the 10-foot line. Behind it, Dirksen puts it into the net. And Centralia now only down by one, scoring back-to-back points here. It's 4-3. Gossel still leads, though, over the Centralia Panthers. Heinen still back to serve. And the service line fires this one across. And that's an ace here for the Centralia Panthers. So the Gossel Bluebirds going on a 3-point run. Well, Centralia says, we can do that, too. And now they'd like to do it a little better. It's 4-4 in set number one. Heinen back to serve once more, gets this one over. It's picked up by both the Libero here, left side. O'Neill up from the single block. Centralia all the way in the back row handling. Wells sends it over on a free ball. In the back court for Gossel. Here's O'Neill once more from the left side. Back row here. Centralia on their second hit. Need to get over on a free ball with Rempe. She's able to execute. Back in the back row now. It's Dirksen. She puts it right into the net again. Dirksen standing all the way on the far back court line, trying to put a spike down, had no leverage for it. Centralia, 5 straight points now in this first set. It's 5-4. Centralia leads over Gossel. Heinen almost putting down another ace. Free ball needs to be sent over here by Gossel. It gets placed by Klassen. Centralia, here's Becker. Becker finding a mismatch in the back row, and she puts down her first kill up the set. And just like that, the Centralia Panthers are on a humongous run here early over Gossel, scoring now five straight points. It is 6-4, Centralia over Gossel. Here from the right side, trying to put it over is Aldefer. Aldefer just out, and Centralia here, another point on the board in the column. They have now scored six straight against Gossel. Gossel needing to stop some momentum here on the Centralia side. It's 7-4, Centralia leads. Here's O'Neill from the left side, puts it diagonal. Becker is able to handle from behind the 10-foot line. Now she comes up for the spike and the kill in the left corner. We'll see if the official calls it out, and she does. So Gossel snapping the six-point run there on the Centralia side. 7-5, Centralia leads here by two now. Back to service libero for Gossel, the 5'3" freshman, Mackenzie Vogt. She's able to get it over here from the back row side behind the 10-foot line. Becker sends it over. Free ball's going to get needed here by O'Neill. Centralia has a nice chance to get a set up, and they do. Rempe, the execution on the 1-2 punch combo to Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp now here, two kills in this set. And Becker here steps off the court, stepping in here into her place to come in behind the service line. On the serve for the Centralia Panthers will be Carly McKee. And McKee sends it into the net for a service error. Ace of six here, Centralia leading over Gossel. Centralia with it right now, Rempe behind the 10-foot line. Haverkamp is able to push it across. Here's O'Neill from the left side once more. She's been set up multiple times there, couldn't get it down. Here's a deep push to the left side from Kramer. O'Neill once more, here's another chance for her, and she puts it on a kill down the line left side. Hyman not able to handle it. And Isabella O'Neill here, over 300 kills on this season, with three kills in this first set. It is 8-7. Gossel only down by one here, the Centralia Panthers. Service is over here by Aldefer on the Gossel side. Back set here, tipped across by Haverkamp. Here's O'Neill again. That time putting a little finesse on it. Couldn't get it to go down. Kramer searching to the back row corner, and she's got it. Aiden Kramer, her first kill of the set. Coming in a beautiful fashion. That's kill 259 of the season for Hayden Kramer, the team lead in kills this season. Here's Centralia, puts it across, should be 9-7. They haven't updated the board here yet, though. Rempe, now from behind the 10-foot line, a steep spike to the right corner, gets executed by Josie Haverkamp. They're 9-7 here for the Centralia Panthers. Heading back to serve is Josie Haverkamp right after the long spike attempt and executed. A lot of Halloween costumes right behind the Centralia Panthers. Nice little home crowd brought here. Isabella O'Neill, they're going to... Well, there was a whistle that was blown. They're going to say point here to Gossel. And it is now 9-8. Centralia only up by one. And now back to serve here for the Gossel Bluebirds is Haley Rosefield. So Centralia 9-8 here in set number one with the lead. Centralia handling up front and blocked well. It was Carly Steinlogge, the 5'10" freshman, who went up for the spike attempt, but it was blocked right back at her. Up front, leading the charge there was Sophia Flores. Here, 9-9, and it's set number one. Both teams are tied. Kramer sends this one over on a left-hand tap, and she's going to get the kill. Now, two kills here for Kramer in this first set. Centralia reclaims the lead in set one, 10-9 here over Gossel. Coming back to serve will be Keelan Rempe. Rempe here fires it. Float serve off of her right hand up front. Here, that's Dirksen now on the left side, and she puts down the kill. So Dirksen finally getting back here in that front row and already finding some early efficiency. She struggled in the back row rotation. Now she's up front. So you'll see her definitely get a little more involved here for the Bluebirds. It's 10-10. Gossel and Centralia side here in set number one. Rempe up front, a quick set, and they're going to get the error here against the Centralia Panthers. Rempe running into the net. And here now, Gossel taking the lead 11-10 here over the Centralia Panthers. Right back to serve for Gossel is Flores, and Flores puts it right into the net for the Bluebirds' first service error of the set. It is now tied 11-11. Centralia Panthers now here getting the serve with this, the hot-handed Hayden Kramer. Kramer, 27 aces on this season. Unfortunately, that's a service error, third service error of the set here for the Centralia Panthers. It's now 12-11. Gossel reclaims the lead here in set number one. Charging back to get the serve for the Gossel Bluebirds is the setter, Jenna Flaming. She's had a terrific set number one so far. She gets it across. Kramer here, back row. Becker sends it over on a nice little tap. It goes in the front court, though, for Gossel. Gossel's able to handle it over, and a kill with a diagonal spike putdown is by Isabella Aldifer. That is kill 186 for her on the season. Aldifer, a 5'7" opposite side hitter. She hits from the right side as a junior. Gossel now up 13-11 over Centralia. Rempe, left side, Becker going deep with it. Here now, Flaming from Gossel to Dirksen, and Dirksen, well, she definitely would have not got that kill if not for a Centralia Panther tipping it, because that one went way long. But Dirksen gets her third kill of the set, and Gossel now reclaims the lead, 14-11. At one point, they were down 7-4. Here they've gone on quite a bit of a run, 14-11. Gossel leads, but here's a service error. That'll break up the rally scoring for Gossel. And now Centralia only down by 2, 14-12 to Gossel. Here, Wells on the serve for Centralia, left side here on the attack. And that one goes long for Gossel. Trying that was Aldifer on the left side, but put it too long. Centralia now, back-to-back points. Only down by 1, 14-13, set 1. Wells has the serve for Centralia. Gets it over. Here's Fleming. Fleming here, Dirksen. Dirksen going to the back right corner, but that one's too long. Centralia has tied it right back up. This has been a game of swinging momentum, and neither coach has called a timeout. These are two very veteran coaches that have great programs. They have led great programs, and they know if their team can handle the momentum, they can handle the adversity in this moment, not wasting timeouts yet, letting players figure things out themselves. And so far, both teams have been balancing a scale up and down so far in this match. It looks like they're actually trying to clear up a scoring issue. So right now, it's going to get rechecked as 15-14. Earlier in the game, I thought Centralia was missing a point, so they were. It got rechecked. They give that point to Centralia. It's now 15-14. So it's now wondering if that point was something I miscalculated or not, but they just put it up. And here's Becker on the left side, big spike, and she puts it down for a huge kill to put Centralia up by 2. Now 16-14. Nice check there by the near side officials to get that recorded. Now Centralia is up by 2, 16-14 over Gossel. Here's Wells, the serve behind the service line. It's that one over, just barely. Flaming now in the middle to Dirksen. Great block up front, led on the charge by none other than Josie Haverkamp. And there's your first timeout down here in Dodge City United Wireless Arena. It's by the Gossel Bluebirds head coach, Krista Dewar. Centralia Panthers up in set number one, 17-14. We're back after this in a quick 30 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia Panthers leading set number one here over Gossel in the Class 1A Division 1 Core A State Tournament side bracket here in Dodge City United Wireless Arena. Here we're here on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. The first timeout was taken in set one. Gossel's head coach, Krista Ewart, took that timeout. And again, Centralia here at a nice scoring run. They're at one point down 14-11. Now Centralia up 17-14. Their second time here scoring 6 points in a row in this set. Here, Heinen up front here for Centralia. Becker, and that one goes down for a point for Heinen. She tried for a deep back set to her teammate, and I'm not sure if she meant to put it over as a dink or she was trying to set up her teammate, but it fell down, and Heinen gets the point for Centralia. Centralia now up 18-14 over Gossel in set one. Gossel, they're trying to handle on their side of the court, but they are pinballing it around themselves. Now they're able to get it over. Here's Centralia, right dink to the right side, and on the set push from Haverkamp, she puts down the kill. Nice little move by Haverkamp. She's already got 5 points in this set, 3 kills and a block. 19-14, Centralia leads over Gossel. Gossel gets it over here from Aldefer. Now here's another chance for Becker on the left side, but she goes right into the net. Just not a high enough of a ghost serve up to that left side to give a chance for Becker to put a kill down. It's now 19-15. Gossel breaks up a long scoring rally there from the Centralia Panthers. They had scored 8 straight points. 19-15, Centralia leads, and a service error from Gossel gives a gift right back to the Centralia Panthers. We're still a little bit away from the spirit of giving, but both teams here have had 3 service errors in set number one. Looking to clean that up as they continue their play here at the state tournament behind the service line. Here's O'Neill on the left side for Gossel. Gets it across. Centralia now with a chance to control. Becker sends it over on a spike down, but Gossel's able to control it. And left side, O'Neill goes long with the kill attempt to the backcourt. And here now Gossel down 21-15 in set number one to the Centralia Panthers. The Gossel team that has lost 3 straight times the sub-state championship to Little River. And finally a chance to get back here to the state tournament in 2017. Here Rempe, quick set up front, but there was no one there to quick set it to. Rempe thought her middle blocker there at Josie Haverkamp was quickly there to make the connection, but she was still behind the 10-foot line. So just a little off connection there by Centralia. They're still with the lead here by 5, 21-16 in set number one. Here's the serve over. Here's another chance for Haverkamp. She sends it on diagonal spike, and she puts it down for a kill. Not much to the heat scale. I'd say about a little over lukewarm there on the hit, but it was just enough to finesse it down for Gossel to mishandle it. It's 22-16. Centralia now 3 points away from taking this set number one over Gossel from the right side here. Dirksen, Centralia in the backcourt, able to get it, and down the left side, finding a donut in the defense. Beautiful location by Hayden Kramer, finding the left quarter portion of the backcourt line. And now Centralia here, 23-16. Over the Glossal Boobert. Here, behind the service line on the serve, Carly McKee. But it goes long. It's the 4th service error of the set for the Centralia Panthers. That makes it 23-17. And now back to serve. Here is Isabella Aldefer. For Glossal, Rempe up front. Quick set in the middle, but unfortunately putting it right into the net with Hayden Kramer. Unfortunate hitting error, but Centralia a point away here from set point and 2 points away from securing the set. 23-18. Gossel still trails here by 5. In set number one, Aldefer with the serve across. Rempe, front court, right side, puts it for Haverkamp. Haverkamp, diagonal spike, couldn't get it down. Slamming Isabella, tips up front. Centralia, they have one more hit to get it across. Kramer is able to do so. Gossel here in the front row. Here, O'Neill, blocked and deflected, right back to the Bluebirds. Long rally between these two teams, and into the net goes the Gossel Bluebirds. Sophia Flores just didn't have enough leverage there on the ball to get under it and get it across. Centralia now on set point in set number one, 24-18. Heinen sent over the serve. Here's Isabella. O'Neill on the left side. Centralia fighting up in the front of the net. Still fighting up at the front of the net. Rempe tips it across here. Gossel with it. Flaming O'Neill looking for the left side line, and she puts it down. A much-needed point there for the Gossel Bluebirds. Again, the top two teams here from both Core A and Core B go on to Saturday. It is important here that you finish in the top two out of the four teams on your side of the pool. Centralia still has Little River and Frankfurt to come. Here, 24-8-19. This is set point for Centralia. Left side, Durston. Going to the back row. Nice pickup by McKee. Now Wells. Up front is a beautiful setup from Kramer. But Kramer put it out. It is now 24-20. Centralia is still on set point. But Gossel here, they have scored a much-needed three straight. And they need to continue to do so. Here from behind the service line for Gossel getting it over is Rosefield. She'll have to be the one that carries momentum here on her side, but Kramer puts it away on the left line. And Kramer finishing the set with four kills, and Centralia finishing the set 25-20. Set number one in the book. Centralia set away from securing their first win here in the state tournament. It's a must-needed one here over Gossel. All right, we're going to take a quick step aside. We're back here on the MSC Sports right now from set number two between Centralia and Gossel. Centralia securing set one, 25-20.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team, protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA, down here from Dodge City United Wireless Arena. I'm Print and Profit Kirk Kilman back in studio. Centralia securing set number one here over Gossel in the first matchup here on Core A, 25-20. Set number two here on the way shortly. Things getting cleaned up here on the court, making sure it's ready for set number two. I'd give a shout out here to the Centralia home crowd here. Not only carrying a lot of Centralia community members, but also bringing a lot of kids here to help support a small little student section. There's hot dogs, cheetahs, giraffes. I see a banana, Phantom of the Opera, maybe Rocky. I don't know. There's all kinds of different kind of costumes over there. I see a wizard. Gotta love the Centralia community being able to bring out and show some costumes as Halloween right around the corner tomorrow. And happy Halloween, everybody. It's a little fun thing kind of around the corner for everybody. But a lot of great costumes. But here's Centralia trying to put the scare on to Gossel. Already putting the spook on in set number one, 25-20. Set number two here to begin in just a moment. Centralia Panthers looking to take out the number five seed in Gossel. Centralia upcoming, though, they will have to take on the next opponent in Frankfurt. And it'll be a must-win for them because Centralia, well, they finish out at 3 o'clock against Little River. And that's going to be a really big matchup for Centralia. All right, first serve here of set number one. It's put over by Kramer. Gossel with it on the left side. And it is deflected right back here to the Gossel side. But Centralia gets it now over on their court. Kramer, left side, finding a hole in the defense. Excuse me, that's Melena Becker. She's got her third kill of the match, first kill of the set. And here Centralia takes the early set lead, 1-0. Gossel scored the first point in set number one. Centralia strikes early in set number two. Slamming, back set, Dirksen, right line, and that one is down. Far side official, near side official had to come to an agreement on it. They changed the decisioning. Well, the far side official, I'd say, changed the decisioning to being a point here to Gossel. So now 1-1. Dirksen gets her first kill of the set. Now four kills on the match for Dirksen. He's back here now to serve. It's 1-1 in set number two. A must-win here for the Gossel Bluebirds. Grempe up front. Sets to the left side, and it gets deflected right back here to Centralia Panthers. Nice dig in the back row by Kramer. Keeping it alive. Wells, and that one mishandled just behind the 10-foot line. And now Gossel takes the 2-1 lead in set number one. Dirksen getting herself back to serve. A couple of dribbles from the left and right hand. She's a right-hand server. Over nearly 400 kills this season. She can eclipse it in this game. Here now, Fleming in the backcourt. Vogt, now a free ball gets sent over by Gossel and Aldifer. Rempe from behind the 10-foot line. Quick set in the middle to Steinlogge. And Steinlogge puts it down for a kill. Her first of the match. Steinlogge, a 5'10" dominant freshman who this season is now at 128 total kills. Recording her first kill in this match, leading the team with 75 blocks to the end of the day. It's 2-2 in set number two. Gossel hits the antenna on the right side, and that'll be another point here for the Centralia Panthers. Not only Centralia ties it 2-2, they take it here, 3-2, and set number two. A lot of twos. But here it is number 39 in Wells with the serve for Centralia. Here's O'Neill on the left side, and she is blocked. Huge block up front, leading the charge is Claire Heinen. Her second point here of the match coming from the block. She's also got a kill. Heinen, a 5'6" senior defensive specialist. Here's Wells on the serve and a beautiful ace, one that is either or. She hit the top of the tape on the net, and you could have either said that was going to go back for a service error or an ace, and that time it flipped in the right direction there for Wells. The first ace here for, second ace here for Centralia in this match. Here Heinen, deep push here to the left side. Centralia now up 5-2 in set number two. O'Neill, left line, and a point here. They're going to get Centralia inside the net. Now Centralia here leading 5-3 over Gossel. Back to serve is the Bluebirds libero, Mackenzie Vo. She sends it over. Here's Rempe. Front side, a long set up in the middle for Becker, but Becker perfectly executes it. Her second kill of the set. She's had two kills in both sets so far. It is 6-3. Centralia leads over Gossel. Here, Heinen sends it over on the serve for Centralia. Back set here, left side of Dirksen, and that is immediately put down here for a kill. I mean, not Dirksen, but Isabel Aldifer, her second kill of the match. Now at two kills on the match total, 6-4. Centralia still leads over Gossel as Aldifer goes back to serve. She puts this one long, but Kramer picks it up on the back row line. Here's Haverkamp up front. It gets deflected right back on the Centralia side. There's a fight, the battle in net. Here it's from behind the backcourt. Kramer, Becker, right line, and it's down! Beautiful work there by Centralia. Kramer and Becker working in harmony. Becker coming to the bench here with already three kills in this set. Coming back to serve here, Carly McKee for the substitution. 7-4, Centralia leads here. And this one goes long from Gossel. And Centralia now jumps up 8-4. Going back to serve here is back again, McKee. And here the Gossel Bluebirds will call the timeout. 8-4. Centralia leads set number two. It's a must-win set number two for Gossel. Centralia scores set one, 25-20. We're back here in a quick 30. Centralia 8, Gossel 4 in set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Yeah, great, buddy.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA Centralia, up 8-4 over Gossel in set number two. They secured set number one, 25-20. Looking to end things here in set number two. Gossel, it's a must-win lifeline set for them here. This is Centralia Panthers. It serves over by McKee. A free ball needs to get sent over here by Aldifer from Gossel. They get it across. Here's Rempe. Rempe to Haverkamp, and that's a 1-2 punch combo up there right in the front. Haverkamp, her first kill this second set. That first set, she was on an absolute tear with 6 points, four kills, and a block. 9-4, Centralia leads her by 5 over Gossel. The key here on the serve for the Centralia Panthers. Now Dirksen has to send over a long free ball. She gets it over. Rempe, back set to the right side. It's deflected right back here to the Centralia Panthers. They're trying to play it up the top of the net. Rempe puts a deep set in the back corner. And here Gossel trying to handle. O'Neill deflected right back to Gossel. A great block up front. Led up on the charge, I believe there, by Josie Haverkamp. That's her second block here of the match. She's at 78 blocks total on the season to lead the team. McKee here on the serve. Here, free ball gets sent on the far side. Here, it's Centralia, left line, and Kramer nearly puts it down, slamming back to O'Neill on that far side, and O'Neill finally is able to go against the grid, or the side there, and a kill is put down by Isabella O'Neill, her first year of this set. She's been working it hard there on that left side, but Centralia has shut her down for the most part. It's 10-5 here. Centralia leads over Gossel. Centralia handling from behind their own 10-foot line, and a block up front led by Dirksen on that far boundary once again. Gossel, they've been working it hard from that left side. Now 10-6. Centralia leads by 4 here over Gossel. Back to serve for the Bluebirds now. She's Haley Rosefield. Heinen, Kramer pushes it back right corner. And now Dirksen for Gossel. She finds an open gap in the left quarter side of the court. Back row for Centralia. Dirksen, nice sharp eye. And nice sharp shot. Dirksen, 6 kills in this match. She's 2 away from 400 kills on the season. Now 10-7. Centralia only leads by 3. Gossel's starting to go on a little bit of a run here. Rimpy now to Kramer, gets pushed back to Centralia, and they're going to stay 4 hits called against the Panthers. It's now 10-8, and Gossel has now scored 4 straight points. Looking to tie it up at 10-all, but it is 10-8. Centralia still leads. Rosefield here on the serve for Gossel. And now put across here on the Centralia side. Right back to Centralia in their backcourt. Rempe up front. Quick set in the middle. Haverkamp and a little bit of a finesse. A little candy corn on that right side, if you will, for Josie Haverkamp. Putting down another kill. Centralia now 11-9. And Haverkamp back behind the service line now. Haverkamp sends this one across. Centralia 11-8 here leading in this set number 2. And Dirksen here goes against the double block by Steinlogi and Renfe. And Dirksen goes through him for the kill. Now just 1 kill away from 400 on the season for Dirksen. 11-9. Here Gossel went down by 2. On the serve is Flores, the 5'6" freshman for Gossel. Kramer sends it over on a free ball, short but up. And now Dirksen, she had to send it on a free ball. It wasn't sent very well to her. She was trying to go for the kill, but then had to make a quick adjustment. She puts it out of bounds, though. And now Centralia leads 12-9 in set number 2. Here, Empey, from behind the service line for the Panthers, gets it across. Flaming, Dirksen. Getting some momentum behind it. But Centralia is able to pick it up in the backcourt. Kramer pushes it over. Here, Fleming. Left side. Deep set left. And putting it down officially is Dirksen. That is kill number 400 for the 5'5" sophomore outside hitter. She is definitely going to be able to eclipse over 1,000 kills by the time she's a senior. Incredible. 12-10 now. Centralia leads by 2 still in the set. Set number 2. It went set number 1, 25-20. Here Gossel on their side of the court. Fleming back set. All deferred. Nice dig by Wells. This is still going. A nice little rally put together by both sides. And here a deep push to the right corner. Centralia handling. Rempe, Steinlogi, a finesse tap. Both the libero picks up for Gossel. Here on the left side. Going to the deep corner. Centralia handles it again. Now Steinlogi. Free ball. Backwards. Sent over. Here. Slamming. Behind the 10-foot line. Dirksen sends it over. But that is, they're going to say, off the tip, I believe, and Dirksen, another kill 401 on the season for. What a terrific rally between both teams right there. And Dirksen closes the cap on it, but Centralia is still up 12-11 in this must-win set number two for Gossel. Back set here. Kramer puts it down with a lot of power. That is down for a kill.
Well, that's what I saw.
Kramer on that far side putting down the hammer. First kill of this set, 5 kills in the match. Brandon Kramer now at 263 kills on the season. Here, Kramer now to serve, and that's unfortunate service error. Both teams had at least 3 service errors in that first set. So far, we've had a clean set number 2. Centralia just broke that streak. Now 13-12. Centralia here leads over Gossel still from behind the 10-foot line. Kramer on the attack, but sent way too long, though. Late there on the fire. And now it's all tied up at 13-all in set number 2. Back to serve for Gossel.
I just know how to hit some buttons on
the here, Klassen up front. Heinen putting it down a spike back throw. Gossel's able to handle it. Free ball is going to get sent over by O'Neill. And now here, left side, Becker going left down with it. Hendling in the front court. O'Neill blocked right back to Gossel, but here now it's on the Centralia side. And pinballing around up front, Centralia could not handle it. And now Gossel's up 14-13, retaking that lead over the Centralia Panthers. At one point, they were down 10-4 in this set. Gossel 14, Centralia 13, set 2. Here right side, and that is a kill put down on the right by Steinlogge. And as soon as she gets the kill, she'll come off to the bench side. So Steinlogge, 2 kills in this set, nearly 130 kills here on the season for her freshman career. Off to a solid start so far. It's 14-0 in set number 2. Well, sends it over on the serve. Now Centralia handles back on their side of the court. Here coming up, Kramer free balls it over. And all defers, going to mishandle it. That's a double hit, or a lift, excuse me, is what they're going to call. And now Centralia here takes the lead after tying it 14-14. Takes back the lead 15-14. Over Gossel. Wells here. Serve in the back right corner. O'Neill, Fleming. Here's a back set into the net, though, and that'll be a point here for the Centralia Panthers, 16-14. Centralia leads. You're wondering when you're going to see the timeout here come out from the Bluebirds. They'll probably wait another point or two before doing so. We don't want Centralia to separate too much here in the deep latter half here of this set number 2. 16-14, Centralia leads. Right now, there's trying to be a correction made on the court and rotation. But it is Wells right now looking back to serve here for the Centralia Panthers. Haley Wells, the 5'5" junior libero. So right now there's a timeout on the court, but it's not an actual timeout here. They're just trying to communicate things with both sides. And here the official timeout is concluded. Just a real quick one clarifying up front with Centralia. So it's 16-14. Centralia leads here over Gossel in set number 2. Centralia wins set 1, 25-20. It's a must-win set 2 for Gossel. Fleming now here left side, and going over the top of the net was O'Neill, and that'll be a point for Centralia. So a lot of mistakes here in the late portion for Gossel. And this set 2, and an ace gets slapped down here by Wells. And well, the Centralia Panthers here up 18-14, and a timeout will need to be called here by the Gossel Bluebirds. They're in for a scare. The Centralia Panthers looking to take home the first match here of Court A play at the state tournament. It's 18-14, a must-win set 2 for Gossel. Centralia leads. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfurt Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Kansaland Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. Gospels called a timeout down 18 to 14. They also called a timeout. It's kind of a similar score in that set number one when they were down 17 to 14, but we know how that ended. Centralia Panthers would go on to win set number one 25 to 20. Centralia Panthers trying to secure their set number two and win the first match here in state play to improve to 33-8 here on the season. Well, here the serve's over by Wells. She just had the ace for the Centralia Panthers. Now two aces here in this match for her, but Wells trying to handle the back line, could not get it, so a kill flawlessly put down by O'Neill. O'Neill now two kills in this set. It's 18-15. Goss only down by three here in set number two. We've mentioned it once, mentioned it twice, and 100 more times. Gossel, it's a must-win set number two for him. Both the libero sends it over here for Centralia to handle in the back row. Rempe here, quick set up front. Becker, and she puts it down. Tipped off the front row. And tip of the hat there. The Wizard's hat is from the Centralia fan crowd. All kinds of fun costumes down that way. 19-15, Centralia here with the lead in set number two. Maybe that Wizard's doing something back in the student section for Centralia. Well, if he is, that was a service error. So you're not working the right magic there, young man, if you're on the Centralia side. 19-16, Centralia here. Still with the lead. Gossel still down by three, though. Here's the serve over from Aldefer. A dig to get it over, and that's a point from Kramer. Kramer picked up a dig in the back row, and no one was there to grab it for Gossel. Miscommunication in the front court. It's 20-16. Carly McKee back behind the service line. McKee here waiting patiently for the serve. And it looks like another official timeout here. He's done it a couple times, man. I really love the student section that Centralia has brought to this. It is an incredible student section with all kinds of fun costumes here for Halloween right tomorrow. But right now is just, again, not an official courtside timeout. There's an official timeout going on right now. I think they're trying to check another score issue. Now, that first set, they actually forgot to put a point up for Centralia, and I had mentioned that they finally did put it up. I don't think that's the case here in set number two, so I'm not sure what exactly they're looking at, but Centralia is right now up 20-16 here over Gossel. It's the official timeout here on the near side. Here are the Centralia Panthers in the black tops and bottoms with the orange shouldering topped off, and the Gossel Bluebirds, they have the blue tops and the black bottoms with the white numerals. Right now here, Centralia, they're working on the right side of the court. Gossel, they're working on the left. It looks like the officials made the adjustment. I'm not really sure quite what it was particularly, but regardless, Centralia here keeps the lead 20-16 in set number two, a must-win set two for Gossel. Kramer with the serve over, and that is not enough hits to get it over there for Gossel. 21-16. Centralia 4 points away from securing this first match here over the Bluebirds, trying to make quick work. Upcoming here, our next matchup will be Frankfort against Little River. Staying here, 92.1 KMZA. And an ace here from the Centralia Panthers. Great work there by McKee in the back. Centralia, four aces in this match here against Gossel. 22-16, Centralia leads. Here's another serve over by McKee, slamming to O'Neill, left side, deflected up front, but O'Neill is able to get the kill. O'Neill, three kills in both sets so far. O'Neill has placed 304 kills here on the season for herself, coming into the state tournament with 298 kills. She's a 5-6 outside hitting freshman. A lot of great freshmen here in this tournament today. Love to see the upcoming players that are going to be great for both teams. Fleming here to Durston, and Durston, she's going to go long. Or Durston, excuse me. 23-17, Centralia here. 2 points away from securing the match. 1 point away from match point here over Gossel. Centralia's next opponent again, the Frankfort Wildcats. That'll come up here around 12 o'clock. And a point here, left side for Gossel, putting down the kill, O'Neill. Centralia, 23-18. back to serve here for the Gossel Bluebirds is Sophia Flores, 5'6" freshman, back to the left side here to serve. Serves it with her right hand over. McKee picks up in the backcourt for Centralia. Steinlogi gets deflected. It's Wells in the back line. Kramer sends it on a free ball just inside the antennas. Fleming now left side. Dirksen, nice dig in the back row by the libero and Wells. Here is Rempe, a finesse tap across. Couldn't get it down, though. Dirksen back over. Wells on the dig in the back line again. Here's Kramer. Nice little soft touch, and here's a block up front by Kramer as well to put it down, but Steinlogi there was on the main charge for it. And now Centralia is on match point against Gossel, 24-18, securing that first set 25-20. Here, left side, Dirksen deflected right back to Gossel. They're scrambling for it. They're in a hurry. They get it over on the free ball. Can Centralia put it away here? Rempe, quick set. The freshman, Steinlogi, nearly puts it down. A free ball. Does it get across? No, it doesn't. Gossel, a setting error to end set number two and the match. Centralia Panthers winning their first match here of state tournament pool court A play over Gossel. Here's the court securing it 25-20 and 25-18. Next up here, the Centralia Panthers. They will take on the Frankfort Wildcats at 12, so we'll have them around that time. But our next matchup here for Games United 2.1 on the MSU Sports Radio Network, we have Frankfort and Little River taking each other on in hopefully roughly about 20 minutes or so. So we'll be back for that action. We're going to take a step aside here real quick and be right back against Centralia winning straight sets 25-20, 25-18 over the Gossel Bluebirds.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for a final time of our first match recap against Centralia. Panthers beating out Gossel in the first match here of Class 1A Division 1. Pool play here on the A side court in Dodge City United Wireless Arena at the Class 1A Division 1 state tournament pool action. Centralia again beating Gossel in straight sets 2-0, 25-20 in set number 1 and 25-18. In set number 2, the Centralia Panthers had 20 kills total. Gossel had 16. Centralia had 4 aces and 4 blocks. Gossel had no aces, 1 block. Centralia service errors 6 times. And the Gossel Bluebirds service errors 3 times. Leading Gossel in scoring was Delaney Dirksen. She's, of course, accumulated over now 400 kills here on the season 4. She had 9 kills against the Centralia Panthers. Right behind him was Isabella O'Neill, who quickly finished with 7 kills to follow. The Centralia Panthers were led by Josie Haverkamp in points with 9 total points, 2 blocks, and 6 kills. A great overall night for her, or first match for her, I should say. Melanie Becker also 6 kills. Hayden Kramer was able to finish with 6 kills as well. Taylor Wells, 2 aces. Claire Heinen had 2 points, a block, and an ace. And Carly Seinlog, he was able to get into action there in that second set with 2 kills and a block. Now 76 blocks there on the season for the young 5'10" freshman. So again, the Centralia Panthers secure set number 1 and 2 in the first match over Gossel, 25-20 and 25-18. Taking a long step aside, we'll be right back here in roughly about 10-20 minutes-ish in that ballpark for a little bit of pregame for our next matchup. It'll be the Frankfort Wildcats taking on Little River, the 3-time defending state champs here in Class 1A Division 1. But again, first match concluded. Centralia now 1-0 here in pool play. Gossel goes down to 0-1. Centralia still left to play Frankfort and Little River. Again, next matchup here coming right up on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's Frankfort and Little River.